It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up later, you don't have to go to Alaska to meet sled dogs. We'll get better acquainted with the Door County Sled Dog Program.
First, ask almost anyone planning for retirement, and they'll tell you Social Security is probably going to be a major part of their retirement equation, in some cases, the only part of that equation. Social Security is arguably the most widely used government program in the U.S., but it doesn't come without some pitfalls.
Our next guest says Americans are leaving billions of Social Security dollars on the table in the form of earned benefits. But because of the complex and sometimes confusing Social Security system, we're often just simply not aware of them. He says that's money we're entitled to. And in a new book, he lays out the strategies for claiming those benefits, as well as how to avoid common mistakes.
Lawrence Kotlikoff is with us now. He's a professor of economics at Boston University and president of Economic Security Planning Incorporated. He is the co-author of Get What's Yours, The Secret to Maxing Out Your Social Security. And this hour, we're offering a copy of that book for your pledge of $150 or more. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Lawrence Kotlikoff, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
So you write that pretty much everyone of any income level really should be paying attention to Social Security. Why is it so important for virtually all of us?
Well, if you think about it, we've been paying 12.4% of our pay every year since we, you know, since age 16 into the system. Half of it is called our contribution. Half of it's called our employer's contribution. But it's both parts are coming out of our own hide, out of our own compensation. And, we should get what we paid for. We were promised benefits in a very, very complicated system that has more than one benefit. Most people think you're just entitled to your retirement benefit, but there are spousal benefits or divorcee spouse benefits, widow benefits, divorcee widow benefits, children benefits. If you've got a child who's getting a benefit, whether it's a young child or disabled child who's older, you can get a child in care spousal benefit if you're watching over the child. There's child survivor benefits. There's even benefits for parents if you've been taking care of them and you die. They can get about 85% of your own benefit if you die. So it's important to know about all the benefits and to know how to strategize to get what's yours.
Well, and you look at a lot of general strategies that could apply to most people, some very specific ones that are on a case-by-case basis. It seems like the core mistake, though, is maybe an assumption that Social Security is just kind of an autopilot thing for us. We'll retire, we'll apply, we'll get the set amount, and we don't have much control over it. You make the case that we need to think about this, and we have a lot of decisions and research to do.
Yes, most people reach retirement either 62, 60, somewhere between 62 and 65, and they immediately go to Social Security, and the Social Security folks there encourage them to take their benefits because the notion is if you don't take them, you may die and therefore not collect. You would have paid all these taxes for no good reason. But that's actually the wrong thinking because Social Security has an enormous return that it offers to you for being patient, for waiting till later age to start collecting. For example, if you're single, and just to make it as simple as possible, you've never been married, you're 62, you could take your benefits immediately, or you could wait till 70, at which point they will start at a level that's 76% higher above and beyond any adjustment for inflation. So you could live to 100, and this is one of the things we stress in the book, that you have to look at your maximum age of life because you might make it that far, and you have to plan for it. You could be living for the next 30 years between 70 and 100 and be collecting every month a check that's 76% higher because you were patient. So one of the general rules that we have in the book, there are three general rules. One is be patient. The second rule is to understand all the benefits you have available. And the third rule is to time your benefits so that you can get more than one benefit over time. If you try and take two benefits at once, then you'll just get the larger of the two, basically. So one will wipe out the other. So the key to getting all your benefits is to take one benefit earlier and then let the other benefit grow and then start taking that benefit.
So how do we start untangling all of this? You mentioned that one mistake people make is to only talk to the Social Security office. While they may be well-meaning, they aren't really providing advice. They aren't maybe giving us the best answer for our unique situation.
I really have had a lot of experience talking to people. I've been writing a column for PBS NewsHour at the request of Paul Solomon. He's one of my co-authors, along with Phil Mueller, who's a personal finance columnist. But Paul's well-known for being the economics correspondent for PBS NewsHour, so almost all your listeners probably know Paul Solomon. Anyway, Paul asked me to write a column a couple years ago, and I write every Monday and answer questions. And a lot of people are writing about what they've been told by Social Security, and I've come to the conclusion that about 40% of the answers that Social Security is providing are just wrong, either fully or partly, and that asking them for advice is quite dangerous. You really need to go into that office and know exactly what you want to do ahead of time, and that's really why we decided to write the book, to make sure that everybody knew what to do, because you cannot even rely on Social Security's benefit estimates that they provide you in your benefit statement or online, because they're assuming in those calculations no future inflation in the country forever, and also no wage growth in the country. Both of these things are critical inputs into calculating the correct benefit. So you can't even rely on them to give you the right benefit estimate. That bad.
You point out, you listed a bunch of different benefits that Social Security can provide, apart from just the personal benefit. A common one that you say people don't put enough thought into is the spousal benefit. What is that? How can we make sure we get the most out of that?
Well, let me make this a little bit concrete. The way this book evolved, and we discussed this, and Paul writes about this in the first chapter, and he's very funny, so we tried to make the book humorous, and he was very good at doing that. So we're sitting, we're playing tennis, and he's beating me, and I decided it's time to take a break, and we're at half court talking, and I started asking Paul what he's going to do about Social Security, and Paul's pretty strong-willed, and he said, don't worry about it, I know everything, I know exactly what to do, and he says he's going to start taking his retirement benefit. He and his wife are going to both do that at 70. I said, well, that makes some sense, but how old are you? And he basically refuses to tell me for a while, and then I keep pushing him. He finally tells me. I say, well, look, well, we're going to go have dinner after this evening, and you're going to pay for it, and I'm going to make you $50,000 in the next 2 minutes. And then I explained to Paul spousal benefits, which are if you wait till full retirement age and your spouse, let's say a wife waits till full retirement age and the husband has filed for a retirement benefit, doesn't have to take it. He could take it, he could suspend it for retirement age and then start it up at 70. So he just has to file and initiate that filing. So that permits the wife to file for just a spousal benefit at full retirement age. You have to wait till full retirement age to do this. And then between 66, which is the current full retirement age, and 70, you can collect half of your, in this case, the wife could collect half of the husband's full retirement benefit for those 4 years. So in Paul's case, he actually was the wife, and his wife was the husband in my little example here, and he was the one who went for the spousal benefit, and he's been able to receive $12,500 roughly every year for 4 years, and whether he gives it to charity or whether he gives it to his grandchildren, it's money that he's paid for, and also, you know, he's paid a lot of taxes. So the whole, you might ask the question, well, should anybody be receiving these spousal benefits? There's a lot of aspects of this system which you might point to that could be viewed as unfair, including this particular provision. So Paul and I and my other co-author, Phil, were all conflicted as to what's fair, what's not. It's such a complicated system. I personally think we should be redesigning the system for younger people from scratch. My buddies differ on that. But we figure that it's not fair for somebody to collect a free spousal benefit, if you want to call it that, and somebody else not to. It's because they don't know. I think if there's a system here and you're entitled to get these benefits, everybody should know what's available to them. That's why I wrote this book called Get What's Yours.
We're talking with economist and author Lawrence Kotlikoff. His new book is, as he mentioned, Get What's Yours, The Secret to Maxing Out Your Social Security. That book and the advice in it can be yours with your pledge of $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We'll hear more about that book in just a moment, but we want to know, what questions do you have about the ins and outs of Social Security? Are you scratching your head when it comes to when you should claim benefits? If you've already claimed, what strategies have worked for you? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're talking with economist Lawrence Kotlikoff. He's the co-author of the new book, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about making the most of your Social Security situation? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We will go right to a caller. We've got Jan on the line in La Crosse. Jan, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I am going to respectfully disagree with your guest for two very good reasons. One, my stepmother was told by her financial planner, just like your guest said, to wait and keep working till she was 70 and wait and take that benefit when she was 70 years old. She'd get $400 more per month if she waited till she was 70. So she tried like heck to wait. She got Alzheimer's at age 68, was forced to retire at 69, and now has to have constant care, cannot do anything. So, as a family member, I'm very upset that she was given that advice. She would not break from that advice. We couldn't force her to retire any earlier, try as we may. But had she retired earlier, and she would have had some quality of life and could have been out doing things with her family. So it was just really, really sad that somebody had put this information in her head and she would not bend from that at all. So that's my first one. My second one is I took my own Social Security amount that I will get when I turn 62 because I just retired this past year and was trying to decide, should I wait till I'm 65 to collect Social Security? So I added up my monthly benefits for 3 years from 62 to 65 and then, took the difference between what I'd get at 65 versus 62. It would take me 10 years to make up that difference. So it is definitely in my best interest to start taking my Social Security at 62.
Jan, thanks for the call. Lawrence, what do you think about her points there?
Well, I'm sorry about your mom situation. But you will have more money to take care of her. She'll be getting more money for personal aids and so forth. The thing we can't do, and I think, Jan, you made a big mistake in your thinking, and I think you should read our book and see how we think about it, because it may be time. You could still probably, at full retirement age, suspend your benefit and start it up at 70 at a 32% higher level. The thing that people are doing is they're doing what you're doing, John, which is immediately taking the money, figuring if they don't, they may die and not collect. But the thing is, if you die, you're in heaven. You're taken care of by hopefully some higher being. But if you do live to a very old age, you run into a lot of expenses like nursing home care or health care, other health care expenses. And so you need that extra money. So Social Security is really an insurance system. It can't be thought of as an investment. You can't do this kind of break-even analysis that you were just talking us through. It doesn't make any real sense. And you would not do that kind of analysis when it comes to buying homeowners insurance. You would not buy a homeowners policy on a break-even basis, or medical insurance on a break-even basis, or life insurance on a break-even basis, or car insurance. So longevity insurance is what Social Security is about. We don't properly think about that on a break-even basis. We want to look at our worst-case scenario. Our house burns down, we total our car, et cetera. And here the worst-case scenario is we live to 100. And so we want to make sure we're protected against that. That doesn't mean that other bad things can't happen to us, or that we for sure will live to 100. We just want to make sure that we're protected. And getting a 76% higher check if you wait till 70 versus 62 is important. But I'm not saying that everybody should be waiting to collect. One of the key things in the book is it's important for it, everything is very household specific. I'll just give you one quick example. I've just talked recently to a husband who's 63. The wife's 45. They have a disabled child. The wife is not working anymore. She's staying home to watch the child. He's going to be, the optimal thing for him to do, as we discuss in the book, is to take his retirement benefit right at 63, not for his own benefit's sake, because that's going to be reduced, but because he'll be able to activate benefits for his child, and therefore he'll also be able to activate an immediate child and care spouse benefit for his wife. and that will maximize their life, their family, their joint lifetime benefits, even though it's going to come at a reduction in his own retirement benefit. When he gets to full retirement age, the optimal plan is for him to suspend his benefits, start it up again at 70, and that suspension will not undo the fact that the child and the mother can, and the wife can still collect on his record. So it's a tricky business that's very household specific. And we, in the book, we look at all the different cases, disabled workers, people that are widowed. There's a question whether you want to take your widow benefit first or your retirement benefit first. But you don't want to just go in and willy-nilly take everything that's available to you, because they will give you both benefits, and then one will wipe out the other. And they may not tell you that you're just hurting yourself and giving up income, lifetime income, by not thinking through exactly what you can do.
Lawrence, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you so much for being with us today.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
That was economist Lawrence Kotlikoff. He's the co-author of the new book, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security.
Coming up after the news, we'll find out about the Door County Sled Dog Program, which operates solely with rescue dogs.
And remember, it is our winter membership drive. We heard just a little bit of the advice in that book, Get What's Yours. You can get the whole shebang with your pledge right now, $12.50 a month or more. That's $150. Make that pledge in that amount or more and ask for your copy of Get What's Yours. Learn all about what you need to do to make the most of Social Security. You can do that all at WPR.org or with a call to 888-202-2552.
That's right. A pledge of $150, $12.50 a month. We only really scratched the surface there. A wealth of information in the book to help you navigate the waters of Social Security. Hopefully give you something to take away there and that you can go a little deeper for, live a little better. 888-202-2552 is the number, or you can make your pledge at WPR.org.
And pledge to support great conversations here on Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.